Mariners and Red Sox, second of three in Fenway. Brian Johnson making his first career start at Fenway, and he had it rolling from start to finish.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss at a slider, strike three. Seager goes down swinging. Strikeout number two for Brian Johnson. One out for the Mariners here in the top of the second. The 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Sandy Leon, for strike three, and that will end the inning. Three strikeouts for lefty Brian Johnson. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the second. Our score here in Boston, Red Sox 3, and the Mariners nothing.
Here's the pitch. Strike three called. He froze him. That was a fastball streaking over the inner half at 89. And down goes Zunino. That's six in a row put down by Johnson.
1-0 on Nelly. Last 31 games, Cruz batting 321. The next pitch, swinging a high fly ball deep into right center field. Betts going back to the warning track near the wall, reaches up, and he makes the catch. Right at the top of the wall, right in front of the Boston bullpen for the second out of the inning. The ballpark holds it a long way to right center field here at Fenway Park. Mookie Betts all the way to the wall, reaching over that fence to make the grab, and there's two outs for the Mariners here in the top of the fourth.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and hit high and deep to right field. Racing back is Heredia. Dyson back there as well, looking up. It is out of here. Over the Boston bullpen in deep right field. That is a two-run blast for Jackie Bradley Jr., and the Red Sox have added on to their lead. It's now Boston 5. It's the Mariners nothing.
Packed house here at Fenway applauding as Johnson took the mound here in the top of the ninth inning. The windup and the 2-1 pitch, swinging a line drive into center field, and coming up diving for the ball, Jackie Bradley Jr., and he makes the catch. Sinking line drive, a tremendous catch by Jackie Bradley Jr., robbing Nelson Cruz of a base hit. I'm telling you, he smoked that ball into straightaway center field. Two outs for the Mariners here in the ninth. Well, the Mariners are down to their final out here in the top of the ninth inning. Kyle Seager up there. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball into deep left center field. Bradley on the run to the warning track. Leaps up on the run, and he makes the catch. And the ball game is over. Jackie Bradley Jr. with two outstanding catches to wrap this one up in the top of the ninth inning. And Brian Johnson, the young left-hander, goes all the way. A complete game shutout. Red Sox win it. 6-0 this afternoon over the Mariners here at Fenway Park.
Scott Service's offense could not figure out Brian Johnson getting shut out on Saturday. Here's the skipper talking to reporters after the loss.
Obviously, we haven't scored a run a couple games here in Boston. Not good. Wasn't a good ball game, and gonna play better than that.
Are you scratching your head wondering what's for answers?
Yeah, you have to. You know, there's only one way I know out of it. You have to come out and fight. You got to compete. Their guy threw the ball over the plate. He threw strikes. I don't want to take anything away from what he did, but we're not swinging the bat very well. And the only way to get out of it is you have to fight and get a little pissed off and show up tomorrow with a little chip on your shoulder.
In Washington, you seem to think that you didn't compete well at times. Was that again today, or is it something?
No, I just think, you know, everything, everybody's trying hard.
Right.
I've never met a big leader who didn't try hard. I think, but, you know, kind of, it's easy to get, you know, caught up and not feeling good about where we're at as a team and not playing that well, and it just kind of snowballs, and there's only one way to stop it, and you just got to step up and make it happen.
A really rocky first inning for Whalen, and then he kind of settled into a groove.
Yeah, it was. You know, he obviously wasn't very good in the first inning to the point that I don't know if he's going to get through it, but he did. He hung in there. They hit some balls hard. We made some really good defensive plays behind him today.
Some pretty good defense on the other side too. They made some pretty.
Yep, they did. They made some good plays. They have good players. We have good players. They're playing a lot better than our good players are right now.
So it's just. I mean, I know that you're so reliant on that core. When they're not hitting, it just seems to really stand out.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good game.
The series concludes Sunday. Christian Bergman on the mound for Seattle against Rick Porcello for Boston.